Blessings, friends. Pastor Nick here again. I just wanted to continue our study in the book of Jonah. I pray these things will be a blessing to you. They will encourage and help you gaze upon Jesus, to look unto him, to ask him to do a work, a stirring within your heart, within your spirit, that you would hear him speak to you and shepherd you, and you will follow his lead. We don't want to find ourselves in the place that Jonah found himself, where he was so caught up in his own agenda. He was so caught up in lifeless, worthless things that had no eternal value, that God had not given him to be involved in, or if God had given him something, he had chosen to operate without seeking God first. That's how these things begin to happen in our life. I just love what Jesus taught his disciples. Seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and He'll direct our paths. He will provide what we need. It goes along with Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 when it says, trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not upon your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all thy way, in every aspect of our life, and he'll make the path clear for us. He'll direct our steps and our ways and make that path clear for us to walk upon. We just position ourselves to hear from him, to believe what he reveals. Faith is really what it boils down to. Faith is seeing and believing, agreeing, and acting on what God gives us, what he reports to us, his word to us. It is seeing and agreeing and acting on what he has said. There is life in his news. There is life in God's word, in his message. And that quality of life enters into our life when we see, agree, and act on it in faith. And we find in the book of Jonah that Jonah found himself in the deep blue sea, in the belly of a great fish, and that he recognized that God's affliction, this harm that he had to go through at the hands of God because of his wayward heart of not seeking first the king and his kingdom as a way of life, but doing things that he wanted to do rather than what God wanted him to do. And God engaged him in that era that he was in, engaged him in his backslidden heart. He engaged him in his waywardness and just didn't let him go and do what he wanted. And Jonah realized when his soul had fainted, when it was covered up in the affliction, that he cried out to God as he sunk deep into that water, deep to the bottom of the sea, deep in the belly of that great fish. He realized and remembered. It was then he remembered the Lord. And when we remember the Lord and rejoice in his salvation, God meets with us. And that's exactly what we see going into chapter number 3. God met again with Jonah. He says, now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach to it the message that I will tell you. God, when he is at work in us, he is cultivating his life in us. When we take him at his word transfers his life, the quality of his life, eternal life to us. We can meet and be in fellowship and be at peace with him. And when God uses us, it's always he assigns us to a particular place, a particular area that becomes clear to us. Prior to that, Jonah was just doing what Jonah wanted to do, going where Jonah wanted to go, and he wasn't transferring life to anybody. But God has a place for us. God has a people for us to reach. He has something for us to proclaim or to share and be a blessing, to be a gift to them. So he's going to send us to a people in a place to preach and live out the message that we believe and see. God has worked that away. He's always worked at it. We see it in the book of Acts with Peter. I'm going to read a passage to you out of Acts chapter number 5. Acts chapter number 5, we find the apostles were in jail, and God supernaturally come through, and he delivered them. And chapter 5, we see that in just before they were going to go and do something to Peter, the Lord comes to him, and in verse number 20, when he opened up the prison and he opened up the prison doors for him, and he told him these words. Listen to this now. This is very similar as with Jonah. Now, with the exception of Peter was right in the will of God. This was part of what God was doing with his people in that day. And Peter wasn't on the run from the Lord. He was running toward the Lord, and God continued to show him great favor. But this is the word in Acts 5:20. He told Peter, "Go, stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life." Go, stand, speak all the words of this life. That's what he told Jonah. Go to Nineveh, go to the people of Nineveh, and go speak what I will tell you. Go speak the words of life, this life. And that's exactly what Jonah went and did. And the word that God gave him to proclaim to that city was that in 40 days, verse number 4 of Jonah chapter 3, and Jonah began to enter into the city on the first day's walk. Then he cried out and he said, "Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown." Now what God did was give this city a space, a time of repentance. He gave them an opportunity to get right with him. Chapter number 1 and verse number 2, it says, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me." Their wickedness was piling up like a pile of trash. The higher the pile of trash gets, the more trash it has, the greater the aroma, the more gases that it creates, the more rotten, foul smell that it produces. And this is that image of their wickedness, their wrongness, that they were content in, that they enjoyed doing. This was who they were. This is how they lived. This is how they've always lived. This is what they knew as life. This is how they pursued business. This is how they pursued their dreams. This is how they pursued their desires. But God was concerned about them and their soul and well-being, and he engaged them like he did with Jonah. And as I shared with you in the previous message, that God is more concerned about our position with him than us being happy with a life without him. He will afflict us. He would bring adversity in our life. He doesn't have to. He doesn't always do it in that order, as it is with the Ninevites. He brought a message to them. That message was, in 40 days, judgment is going to fall upon this city. And because there was life in that word, anytime God proclaims a word to you and I, and that word is directed toward us, there is life in that word for us. And the people believed that word. They trusted that word. The scriptures give us indication that they believed the word of God. Jonah is not even highlight it that they believe the word of Jonah or they believe the message of Jonah. No, they believed God. What did they believe of God? That God was going to overthrow them in 40 days.